everyone. We're on page 281, Simon Reish Chaf Hey. Over here, the title is Dinei Birkas Shachianu. That means we're going back into the bracha of Shachianu. It's very interesting to note why the tour, towards the first one to put it together, why he put this order that we already talked about, Birkas Shachianu, Lad and Simon Reish Chaf Gimel, we mentioned even before that. Also, then we took a break with these Brini Brachos, Pratios and Reish Chaf Dalet. Now we come back to Dinim of Berachot Shachianu, which are very similar to the dinim that we learned earlier on. Why he broke it up into different simanim? It's a good question. If someone has a good answer, I would like to hear it. But this, we're going to go back to the Shachianu. Let's just understand that there are different types of Berachot Shachianu. This Shachianu is very similar to the Shachianu in Siman Reish Chaf Gimel, and that is one time we say Shachianu as on a very happy occasion. Okay, Shomea B'suras Tovos. We said you're going to say Shachianu. Okay, Kana Kelim Chadashim. You're going to say Berachot Shachianu. We learned before. That's one type of Shachianu. We have another type of Shachianu that we say on a mitzvah. On a mitzvah that we're about to do, shofar, lulav, sukkah. Okay, we are going to make a Shachianu on a new mitzvah that comes mizman lizman. Okay, a mitzvah that comes mizman lizman. We also say Shachianu. That's a different type of Shachianu. It's not on the simcha necessarily, it's on the mitzvah. Okay, it's on the mitzvah. Number three is, as Rosh Shlomo Zalman points out in Michah Shlomo, that there is a third type of Shachianu that is mentioned, and that is sometimes on a chag, the itzumo shoyom, the chag itself gets a Shachianu. That means that sometimes, like at Kiddush at night on Rosh Hashanah, we're going to say Shachianu, that's on the itzumo shoyom. The next day, when we're going to blow about to hear shofar, we made another Shachianu on the blowing of the shofar. The day itself is going to get a Shachianu. Now, Rosh Shlomo Zalman quotes and says the following important nekuda. He says, in general, we should not, if you're chayiv in two different Shachianus, okay, let's say, we still learned earlier on, if you're going to buy two different new suits, let's say, you make one Shachianu on both suits, you can make a pater with one thing, with one bracha. You buy a lot of things together, make one Shachianu. But if you're chayiv in Shachianu in two different categories that we just talked about, then he says, lichatchila, you should not make one Shachianu to pater both different categories. You should make separate Shachianus on buying something new, and let's say now you're about to do a mitzvah, you don't make a Shachianu and pater both. The exception to this rule is b'shas techak, when we have no other choice, where we have a suffix whether we should make a bracha. The classic example of this is the second night of Rosh Hashanah. The second night of Rosh Hashanah, there's someone of a suffix. Do we say Shachianu? The second night of Rosh Hashanah is two yantif, it's one yantif, okay? Generally, we say you should say Shachianu. But in order to get out of the suffix, we all know the halacha is, what do? We do halacha gimel over here, we buy a new fruit. We'll get there only tomorrow in Siman Reish Chaf Hey. Siman Gimel over here, a new fruit also gets a Shachianu. It's a different type of Shachianu, the new fruit and the Chag of Rosh Hashanah. Nevertheless, since we have somewhat of a suffix, we say, put on a new suit, buy a new fruit in order to get out of the suffix. So only to get ourselves out of the suffix, then we'll use one Shachianu and then just say that and have in mind both types of Shachianu. But in general, you should try and make different Shachianus on the different types of categories according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Now let's get into our din over here. Back to Maseches Brachos. Daftan Ches tells us almost word for word over here, exactly like it says over here, Paskin the Mechab. Haroes Chaveru La'achar Shloshim Yom Omer Shachianu. If you have not seen your friend for 30 days, you're going to say Shachianu when you see him the next time. You're going to be very excited to see that friend. You're going to say Shachianu v'kiyamanu v'yadu lezman hazeh when you see your new friend. Okay, well, you see that friend again. We'll see. We'll come back to this in a second. V'achar yud beis chodesh. If you haven't seen your friend for 12 months, mevarich mechaye amesim. You're going to make the bracha. Bracha adashim like in the machalam. Mechaye amesim. Because it's like you came back today. You don't know if he was alive or dead. You saw him after 12 months. And you're so happy, you're going to say a bracha of Mechaye Mason. Now he quotes Shitas Tosos. It's going to be very important for us. However, this is not an only Stam Joe Shmo that you don't really know so well. This is only someone that is very chaviv to you, and therefore you're going to be very happy when you see him. That's the halacha over here. Don't see a friend for 30 days. Shechianu, you don't see a friend for 12 months. You say the bracha of Mechaye Mason. So over here, I don't know, have you guys ever said this, bracha? You don't see your friends sometimes. You go to camp for 30 days, you don't see your friends, you come back. Would you say a Shachianu v'kiyamanu v'yadu? Yeah, you don't see your friends sometimes, you don't see them for 12 months. Would you say a Mechaye Mason? Why is this bracha not nog? We saw many brachas are not so much nog. I would look inside the Bir Hektiv over here, Sikatan Aleph, and he says like this. In the end of Sikatan Aleph, he says, V'in betoch lamed kibel mimenu k'taf. If within the 30 days you get a letter from your friend, yeah, back on the snail mail, okay, they used to send letters to each other, okay? So your friend, you got a letter from your friend. Afilu hachi mevarech shechiyanu, you would still go ahead and say the bracha shechiyanu if you didn't see him for 30 days. Aval michayim esim, if you got a letter from your friend within the last 12 months, and now you see your friend, even though it passed 12 months from the last time you saw him, but you got a letter from him within these 12 months, lo yomar mez aval michayim esim, lo yomar in kibol k'tav betoch yud beis chodesh. If you got a letter within, says the Meir Heitev, you're not going to be a bracha michayim esim. Okay? Over here, there's a pashut chiluk. What's the chiluk between shechiyanu and michayim esim? Okay? The chiluk is, shechiyanu is just exciting that you're seeing or haven't seen your son friend for 30 days. You're excited about it. So even if you got a letter from him, you haven't actually seen him. When you see him, you have this extra simcha. You're going to make shechiyanu for not seeing him. However, Mechayim Esim is Kutuk Bashmo. Back in the day, if you didn't hear from your friend for 12 months, you had a chashash. He wasn't alive anymore. When you saw your friend, imagine, back in the day, there was no internet. There was no online communication. You sent a letter, perhaps. Maybe you knew something about him. You didn't know if he was alive or dead. When you saw him after 12 months, your mom would say, Mechayim Esim, because you had a chashash. Maybe he wasn't still alive. Therefore, you make this bracha mechayim esim. Therefore, you've got a letter. You know he's alive. You wouldn't make the bracha mechayim esim. However, you look in the Mishnah Berurah over here. Look inside the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Beis. Let's just say before we get to Sivkatan Beis, look at Sivkatan Alf. He says over here, vein chiluk vein ish leisha. There's no difference between a man and a woman. This va'ainu imroa ishto v'imo. If you see your wife, you see your mother. Bito v'achoso kevichu sameach v'nanabri yisama. Since you're happy to see, even though it's a female, it's your wife, it's your sister, whatever it is, you would still go ahead and make the bracha. Okay, you look inside the Shartzinos base. Other girls, we wouldn't say this, okay? Even though you might be happy, you wouldn't say the bracha of Shechiyanu when it comes to girls that you're not supposed to be looking at. Okay, that's if that Shartzinos base in the Shartzin, look inside. Now, back to what we were just mentioning before, in terms of the Shechiyanu Mechayim Esim, you got a letter for your friend, look inside the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Beis. He says, Vim kibol mimenu ktav, osha nashim odio mishlomo. If you got a letter from him, or you heard that he's doing okay from another person, yesh deil bachronim usveik brachos lahakel. There's a machok in the Chum, we say, Savik brachos lahakel. And what's this Mishnah Berurah going on Sivkatan Beis? This is not going on the Mechayim Esim. This is even going on the Shechiyanu. Sivkatan Beis is going on the 30 days, the Shechiyanu. From over here, the Poskim learned that the Mishnah Berurah understood that which the Ber Heitev made a chilek between Mechayim Esim and Shechiyanu. The Mishnah Berurah paskins even by Shechiyanu, if you know your friend's okay, you got a letter from him. Or remember that nowadays you have a telephone, you talk to them on the phone, you got a WhatsApp, you got an email, whatever it might be, once you know your friend's okay, you're not going to make both the Mechayim Esim or the Shechiyanu. That's why you see people not making this bracha nowadays. Our wait a second is that the Ber Heitev makes much more sense, because the Ber Heitev is saying that this makes sense by Mechayim Esim, when you're the Chashash, he's dead, so you know he's not dead, so you don't say Mechayim Esim. But you're still, there's a much difference between there's a big difference between getting a letter, getting a WhatsApp, between seeing your friend is a much greater simcha. That's the svara of the Ber Heitev, saying that this would not cause you not to say the Shechiyanu if you have not seen him for 30 days. I don't know, on a video call. Okay, I don't know, if you FaceTime each other, that might be a, okay, whatever it is. But the Mishnah Berurah is not passing like that. How do we pass the Lamaisa? Generally, we are associates for the Mishnah Berurah over here, and therefore we don't say the Shechiyanu over here, the Shemal Zalman passing like this, but not for this reason. Okay, it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah said the same reason. We don't say Mechayim Esim is the same reason we don't say it. Comes with Shlomo Zalman with a very beautiful svara. I mentioned it earlier on in other brachas, and that's the following. If we were to say Shechiyanu on a friend that we have not seen for 30 days, what are we paskin? Who are we saying this out? So we understand a father, a mother, a brother, okay? But once you get to friends, who's a close enough friend that we're going to say that you would say Shechiyanu, that you would say, V'shechavi v'lav harbe, v'sameach b'riyaso. That's got to be a very special friend. Says with Shlomo Zalman, we live in a generation of chanufa. We live in a generation we like to flatter people. So you saw your friend, one guy, Reuven, you were very excited to see. So you're going to say Shechiyanu on him. Okay? Shimon's not going to come. And if I don't say Shechiyanu, he's going to feel bad. I don't know. Okay? I want to make him feel like he's my best friend also. Okay, yeah, everyone's my best friend. They're all my Facebook friends. They must be all me my best friends. And then we're going to say Shechiyanu in the whole world. Okay? And they're going to be bracha levatalas because you're not really so happy to see this person. Therefore, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, we can't go ahead and make the bracha of Shechiyanu nowadays after 30 days because I'm in the Dvar Sof. So Elim Cain, it's someone, let's say you're so happy to see, let's say he went out, he was in the army and he went out to war and he comes back and you're very excited, so excited to see him, he's like, you're really, really close. Then, okay, then you go ahead and say it. But Stam, we don't say the Shechianu over here because in the end of the day, people are going to judge them to say the bracha out of flattery and they're not so excited to go ahead, they're not so excited to see the person in actuality. Okay, so that's Halacha Aleph. Moving on to Halacha Beis. Mi Shalo Ras Chaviru Me'ol. You've never seen this friend forever. This is very shaykh nowadays with internet. So easy to be saying. You can be in touch with people across the world internationally. You can have a friend that you've been your friend for 30 years, but you never met him. Okay? Back in the day, we used to call it a pen pal. Okay? A pen pal would see someone that you would write letters to. Okay? Not so many people did it, but you know, a pen pal. Okay? If you're really not much to do with your life, so you'd have a pen pal. And you would have a friend that you would send letters to, and he would send letters back. Okay? So that's what the Mechaber is talking about. Mishlo Ras Chavir Mi'ol. But he sent each other letters. They're pen pals. Okay? FLP. Now, after 30 years of being pen pals, they see each other. FLP. Some, even though he's very excited to see him for the first time. Eino Mivarech Al Riyaso. Says Steve Bays over here. You're not going to make, because there's no extra excitement of seeing him. Only someone that you haven't seen for a long time. After seeing them one time, then you say Shachyan. The first time seeing them, you don't say Shechianu, even though you've been friends for this long period of time. This is the Makor, by the way, that Rosh Hashanah Zalman writes, that you don't say a Shechianu on a Leida of a baby girl. He says, the people say, oh, it's no worse than seeing your friend for the first time. Or seeing your friend after 30 days. Therefore, you say Shechianu. Says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, look at the Mechaber, says, that's only if you've seen them once, and now you're happy to see them again. Over here, we see in the Mechaber, the first time seeing him does not get a Shechianu. That's the sad of Rosh Hashanah Zalman. However, in L'chaura, the other posts can go like the Prima Gadim over here, quoting the Mishnah Berurah. Look inside the Mishnah Berurah over here. In Siv Katan. Siv Katan, hey. Siv Katan, hey, two lines down. It says, Katan of a Prima Gadim, Dinis Basr Lo Sheyalda Ishto. If he got information that his wife had a baby, he traveled for business, his wife, let's say, gave birth early, and he hears, he gets a message across the yam that he had a baby. Okay, so he says over here, says the Mishnah, according to the Prima Gadim. He comes back now and he sees him for the first time. 12 months have passed. After 30 days, for his blood, for sure he has an extra simcha, even though he has never seen him. Okay, that's the pshat why people say that you make it on a baby girl. We discussed that a lot in the previous simanim before. Okay, so that is what the halacha over here is. And see, face your pen pal, you would not make a bracha on after not seeing him for a long time. Now I want to start the next topic, and that is the Rama over here, and we'll continue at Bezrat Hashem next time. And that is very interesting. The Rama, why the Rama put this in over here? This is where he puts in the bracha that we say at a bar mitzvah. Says the Rama, and I'll just give you a little background. The problem is over here, this bracha is not mentioned in Shas Bichlah. It is not mentioned at all in Shas, the bracha that we say at a bracha Shepranim Yad Meyan Shoshozeh. It's not mentioned in Shas. However, it is mentioned in the time of the Tanaim. It's quoted a Breishis Rabba that I looked very, very hard for. I have not found yet, but it's quoted in all the poskim. Just the Makaros that they were brought down is not in my Breishis Rabba, a little bit at least, but it is in, I'm convinced it for sure is Breishis Rabba from all the poskim where I bring it down. It's somewhere in Breishis Rabba. They mentioned this bracha. It's also mentioned in other sources, early sources, but it's not mentioned in the Gemara. Based on this, there comes a whole machlokas whether you say this bracha b'shemu malchus or not. Okay, the Darkei Moshe talks about it at length over here, whether you say this bracha or not b'shemu malchus. So says the Rama, Yesh Omri, Mishanasa b'no bar mitzvah, Yevarech baruch atah, Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, Shep tshitrani me'onshol shel zeh. So you see clearly over here, the Rama brings it down b'shemu malchus. He ends up saying it. But it's better to make this bracha without Shema Malchus being choshesh for the fact that the Gemara didn't mention it. We don't make too many brachas in our daily lives that are not mentioned in the Gemara. We do have some. Okay? Hanosein Layev Koach is not mentioned in Shas. We do make that bracha. Ashkenazim make the one of Mekanash Shabbat Rabim that we say after the Olam Yehei, then over there that's not mentioned in Shas. Most Ashkenazim say it, Sfarim don't say it for this reason over here. It's not mentioned in Shas. So there are brachas that we say that are not mentioned in Shas that we do say B'Shem Malchus,
This is one of them, at least according to the Ma'aril. And others, according to this Bracious Rabbi, that you say it b'shem u'malchus. The Ramah suggests saying it below shem u'malchus. However, if you look over here in the Ramah, in the Mishnah Berurah, it says over here, why say it without shem u'malchus? Because it's not mentioned in the Gemara. Omnom, however, the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like this is the way the Mishnah Berurah is paskening. Das hagra bebiro, the gra beferish, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens in the achar shu skra brachos in the medrash. Since it is mentioned in its time, it's mentioned in the medrash of the Bereishis Rabbi, but umaril asakein alach lamaisa, yesh levarach b'shem u'malchus, you should make this bracha b'shem u'malchus. V'ayin b'chai otem shekotev gankein, damivarech lo hifzit. The Chai Otem also says that one who makes a bracha should not be mafsid. Okay, lamaisa. Most people say it without shem u'malchus. Here in Yerushalayim, some follow the Gra, say it with shem u'malchus. Lamaisa, Rishlomo Zalman Orbach himself said it with shem u'malchus on his children. However, when other people asked him lamaisa, he said not to make a bracha b'shem u'malchus. However, if you look in Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nav Harav over here in Dibur Masla Mitzvah, Dibur Masla below shem, he says Admar Zal Amar Derech Remes V'lo B'Derech Psak Levarach b'shem u'malchus. Shlomo Zalman told Rav Nevinzal, b'derek remes. Okay, hinted him, lo b'derek psak, to say it with shem u'malchus. Okay? And then if you look in the Svarim of Shlomo Zalman, they bring down that it really depends on the person. If the person is mashkia lot and feels he did a good job raising his children, then he can go ahead and say it with shem u'malchus. Other than that, you say it without shem u'malchus. We'll talk more about this bracha, what the meaning of the bracha is, and the suda of the bar mitzvah, b'chulei, b'chulei, and bat mitzvah, b'ezrat Hashem, next time, ad kan for today.